Thank you, Trevor. And now back to the news. The rate of personal insolvencies in Norwich has increased by almost a third over the last 2 years, official data has revealed. Stark increases have also been seen in South Norfolk, King's Lynn and West Norfolk, Lowestoft and Waveney and Great Yarmouth. Only North Norfolk has experienced a slightly smaller fall in numbers, down 4%. At the same time, consumer debt reached more than £200 billion by the start of the year, returning to levels last seen in the financial crisis. Insolvency is when someone cannot pay their debts and has to arrange a plan with an official body to pay off creditors. This can include being declared bankrupt. John Chayette, Chief Executive Officer at Norfolk Citizens Advice, said, "This is our biggest area in terms of increasing numbers of people experiencing increasing amounts of debt. So these numbers don't surprise me." The shocking insolvency figures include people who have been declared bankrupt, those who have been given debt relief orders, which are a form of relief for people on low incomes, and those with individual voluntary arrangements, which are a voluntary way of paying back creditors. "Our message consistently is for people to come to us at an earlier stage," he said. "The sooner you can engage with the organisations when they are in debt, the better."
The human brain is the most complex organ in the body, and when it gets damaged or injured, the effects can be devastating. Now, a Norfolk charity which supports people with brain injuries, their families and carers, is working to raise awareness and understanding of their effects. With three centres across the county, Headway Norfolk and Waveney helps people with acquired brain injuries regain their independence and come to terms with their injuries. At the organisation's Norwich Centre in Rosebery Road, there is a constant focus on what clients can do rather than what they cannot. Chris Clark, a former client who now manages the centre, said, "Acquired brain injuries can happen to anybody, and everybody is different. But we all seem to go on similar journeys. It's a very isolating illness. People will back away from you because they do not understand what it means. A careful programme of occupational therapist leads services, classes and events are put on to help people relearn life skills, exercise their brain and regain the independence they might have lost as the result of an injury." Mike Palmer, 51, who was referred to the charity from the Coleman Hospital in 2010 after he was diagnosed with a brain tumour, explained how the centre has helped him. "It's all about trying to get some sort of purpose and focus in your life. When you suffer a brain injury, it's about finding out things. A lot of it is to do with getting the brain working again, working with your memory and cognitive skills. It's not about the answers being right. It's about getting the brain working." Commenting on the difference the organisation has made to him, he said, "Headway have given me the tools and coping strategies to manage life with a brain injury, and I'm passionate about raising awareness of that."
A fight to stop a former bowling green being built on has ended with a victory for People Power, and campaigners who fought to stop homes on land at the back of a Norwich pub are now hoping they will be given the chance to turn it into a community garden. Applicants Hines, Moore and Piggin had sought permission to redevelop land at the back of the Heath House pub in Gertrude Road, Norwich. The application for four homes had been recommended for approval by Norwich City Council officers. The applicant had agreed to contribute £15,000 to the council to compensate for the green's loss, with the money due to be used to upgrade the pitch and putt course at Mousehold Heath. But last September, members of City Hall's planning committee went against the advice from officers and voted 7-4 to turn down the scheme on the grounds of the loss of open space. The applicant appealed. However, the planning inspector has dismissed that appeal to the delight of the Keep It Green campaign group, which wants to turn the space into community gardens.
There is no wrong place to turn for those forced to sleep on the streets. This is the message from Norwich City Council as it launched a new partnership of 7 local organisations, all working to support those in the city who find themselves without a roof over their heads. The Pathways Project has been launched this week, a collaboration between St Martin's Shelter, YMCA Norfolk, the Salvation Army, City Reach, the Feed and Future Projects, designed to make it easier for those in need to access the necessary support. The project, which was commissioned by the City Council in March, has recruited a variety of individuals, including health practitioners, advisors, and police liaisons, who are in place to offer this support. Kevin Maguire, the City Council's Cabinet Member for Rough Sleep, said it was designed to make sure there is no wrong door for rough sleepers and those with complex needs to go through. The partnership, which has secured initial funding of a little over £750,000, is led by St Martin's Housing Trust.
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we will call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return to us your Chatterbox recording. Put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox and from Jane Pratt
and Robin Quine.